This is Eric Offner, your host. The name of the program is Sounds of Jazz. Today's program features Sidney Bechet, and you have just heard the Bechet Blue Horizon number, which is the theme song for all of my shows. I think many listeners who've heard my previous programs know that Bechet is really my favorite musician. If you can have just one favorite, I would come down to Bechet. So rather than talking, I'd like you to listen to Sidney Bechet, and that will be most enjoyable. The particular recording that I've chosen has Sidney Bechet in France in the 1950s with a French band which almost always included Claude Luther on clarinet. Let's listen to some music. I started out with some what I might call killadillas, St. Louis Blues, Sweet Georgia Brown, and Summertime, a different version than the one that Sidney is so famous for. This is not the Blue Note Summertime. As you've heard, these are live jam sessions. I believe that's the best way to listen to music, live jam sessions. This takes place in France, and all the musicians, apart from Bechet, are Frenchmen.
Thank you.
You've listened to I Found a New Baby, September Song, and Dippermouth Blues. You will note that Sidney is a great individual artist taking solos. Summertime and September Song were good examples. In my judgment, Bechet was the first soloist in New Orleans jazz, a music that is primarily ensemble, polyphonic music. Bechet, being several years younger than Louis Armstrong, was the first to be a soloist. His rendition of Summertime and September Song is an illustration of how he soloed when he first played these numbers in the early beginning of jazz. You've just heard I Got Rhythm and Society Blues. The number before that, Dippermouth Blues, you heard a French trumpeter emulating King Oliver's famous solo on the Dippermouth Blues recording with Louis Armstrong. The audience is obviously keenly aware of that in paying tribute at the end of that solo. The band itself allows Sidney Bechet to shine because the other musicians are in the background, and Sidney uses the soprano saxophone as if he was playing lead trumpet. The last number is one of the biggest hits of Bechet, called Petite Fleur, which he composed and which numerous artists, including Benny Goodman, recorded. Many people say that the wealth that Bechet accumulated in France during his last years is primarily due to the royalties of this very, very beautiful solo of Petite Fleur. Let's listen. This is Eric Offner. The name of the program is Sounds of Jazz, Eric's Sounds of Jazz, and I'll see you the next time.